ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania with Helen Shield.
A Northwest Tasmanian singer, but the world's at home these days. I'm not sure if she's London-based or Sydney-based. There was a time she was Boston-based, but most importantly, she is back home touring around her latest album and is fresh off the Opera House stage as well. The remarkable Ellie Hoyt is live at the centre today with Kelly Ottaway accompanying. And here is Braver.
Pushing on further, I do it for you. There is an expectation put in the time, don't waste it. I do it for. braver.
Ellie Hoyt with Kelly Ottaway live at the Centre on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, having just been touring everywhere with the Composer's Voice, celebrating Australian women composers. Hello, Ellie.
Hello, beautiful.
G'day.
Where have you clocked in the tour so far?
I'm living in London now, and I started in Brisbane, and then I went to Sydney, and then Melbourne, and then back to Sydney for the Friedman Fellowship, down to Melbourne again, and I'm back in Hobart.
Yeah, what does that prize involve, the fellowship?
Yeah, so it's called the Friedman Fellowship, and it's worth $20,000, and it's to do basically a project and also launch your international career. And so there was three finalists for that. There was two wonderful piano players and myself a part of that. And, so I got to sing at Sydney Opera House. I didn't win it, but that's okay.
But what was your work about that you composed?
Yeah, so basically you could come up with any project. And when I was living in London, I was, you know, told about this guy called Eaton Fish, and his name's Ali Durrani, and he is a cartoonist that actually depicted his life and other detainees on Manus Island. And so when I sort of saw his work, I was really shocked by it, and I was kind of like really moved, and I thought, whoa, okay. And then I had this moment where I was like, okay, if I'm coming up with a project that I'm going to really want to do and I think I'm going to be passionate about, I was like, why don't I do something about this? So I contacted him because he's now in Norway. He was actually the Cartooning Network in Norway was able to get him off Manus Island because he was actually in a pretty bad state. And I said, can I write music about your story coming from Iran to try to come to Australia for asylum and your experience of 4.5 years on Manus Island? And he said, I would love that. That would just mean so much. So I basically worked alongside him. I did some interviews with him talking about his story. And then I wrote this suite with this wonderful composer, arranger, Jeff Gascoigne, and we sat together and we basically composed 20 minutes of a suite around Ali's story. And then we also used his artwork to kind of really be able to depict his story and his life.
Yeah. Has he heard it yet?
He has, yes. And he sent me a message the night I performed it. He saw it live. He got up, you know, in the morning, I think it was, in Norwegian time, Norway, and he sent me a message and said it was absolutely beautiful, and he said he was in tears. And just being able to do something like that, have a piece of art that is meaningful to me and to someone else, I think is just everything. Yeah. Mm.
How much has composing been part of your musical journey?
It's a really good question. I've always written music when I was younger, growing up on the Northwest Coast. I always, you know, was writing songs. But I sort of got into jazz quite young, at 14. So I was actually learning a lot of American standards and jazz. And so for me, I was kind of spent a lot of time of my time working on technique and crafting kind of, you know, the standards and that jazz idiom per se. But behind that, I was always sort of writing, and then I started writing sort of more original jazz compositions. But then there's a side of my kind of sort of personality is that I also listen to contemporary, you know, music. And so I've kind of been on this incredible journey where I sort of started writing for my first album. I have a couple of originals on that, and my second jazz album, and so on. So I was always kind of writing, but it's also morphed into sort of now this suite, which is a wholly new thing for me. But also I've kind of been writing in a folk kind of singer-songwriter kind of way, where I've started playing solo for the first time in the last couple of years, which is just amazing. Like, it's so freeing in another way. So it's been a journey, but I'm really loving writing at the moment. And I've just started a new band called Lion in London, where there's beautiful English singer-songwriter and German. And we've started a little three-part harmony. We write together as a cohort, like as a band. So it's
like Andrew's Sisters kind of three, or are we talking Indigo Girls?
I'm talking like Simon and Garfunkel. Oh. I'm talking more folky and like really kind of blended, but also like one singer-songwriter, Lisby Stainton, is this amazing folky. So she's sort of folky contemporary singer, and she's done incredible things in UK. And Nina Rosenberger, her name's Annan Rose, she's actually German, and she's actually had a big history in sort of gospel. She runs the International Gospel Choir. So you've got this gospel singer, you've got this sort of folky, beautiful singer-songwriter, then you've got myself with a jazz background. So it's really exciting, like all of our different kind of things. And so that's been amazing. So who knows where it's going to go?
And ultimately, it is global citizen these days, Boston, London, yeah. Sydney, all over the place. But where will home always be for you?
Tasmania will always be my home, absolutely. Like, I don't know why, because I know that home means so many different things to different people. But I always, there's, yeah, it's always going to be a place for me, and it's always where my heart will be. So, yeah.
Well, I'd love to talk more with you about the album shortly, but yes. Can we have another song first?
Yes. Well, this song is for you. Ooh. And I want to dedicate it to Claire Ann Taylor because it's her birthday, because she's my beautiful cousin. And I want to tell you, you're amazing, and that this is called Home, and this is for all you beautiful Tassie people, and I love you very much.
Ellie Hoyt and Kelly Ottaway live at the Centre on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
Bye. his arms. And most of all, I miss my brother's jokes. And most of all, I miss my father's voice saying, come on home.
Home, Ellie Hoyt and Kelly Ottaway live at the Centre on ABC Radio. You have released and been touring around your latest album, The Composer's Voice, celebrating Australian women composers. Whose compositions are on it?
Oh, wow. There's an incredible amount of amazing composers in this country, and it was really hard picking them, actually. But we have Andrea Keller, who's one of my favourite jazz composers and composers in Australia, to be honest. We have Tamara Murphy. I've got a couple of tunes. We have, I'm just trying to think, we have...
Hasty grab of sleeve.
We have Georgia Weber. We have Shannon Barnett. She's an incredible trombone player. She lives overseas at the moment. We have Sonia Horbelt. She's a drummer, incredible drummer and composer. Louise Denson and Tamara Murphy and Gian Slater as well. So incredible artists in their own right, incredible composers in their own right. And so to be able to actually have some of them write for the project, I actually contacted them and they said, I'm going to write for this and talk about, you know, their experience as, you know, women in music and also, you know, just their story has been incredible. And other times I've gone, you know, to Gian and said, look, I love this song. I really want to use it because Engines On is about, you know, just getting through the day and, you know, getting on with it and turn your engines on. So it's been incredible.
Did it end up with a dominant theme?
It did, actually, in the end. I think the dominant theme is about, I think it's telling your story, I think, and also being honest about everything. There's an honesty about all of the writing that sort of went on it, and it does have that women theme, to be honest. It does have that, you know, there's a title called Woman Song, you know, Moon Song. There's another one called Braver. There's another one called, you know, Break the System, which actually is about breaking the patriarchy system, and that was written for the record.
Yeah. How do you market a jazz album these days?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. You know, I'm still learning. I think I've been really lucky. I've got a beautiful label called Earshift. They're from Sydney. Jeremy Rose runs it, and he has picked up the album, and he's really been able to help me with contacts in terms of being able to send, you know, to radio stations, to, you know, people that write, you know, about the album. But I'm not sure if there is one way of doing it. I think for me personally, it's just been about what feels right, what's the right timing, being able to send it to the people that are actually interested. But yeah, I guess that's how I've done it. Yeah.
How many shows left?
Well, we have two more shows left in Hobart. We've got one tomorrow night, Friday, at Pablo's Whiskey and Dreams.
I think. Cocktails.
Cocktails and Dreams, yep. So that starts at 9 o'clock. And then on Saturday night, I'm just playing in the IXL bar at Henry Jones. So it's just going to be duo, I think, but actually it's going to be trio with guitar and piano. So that's Saturday night. And then I'm running a singing workshop actually on Sunday because I also work in higher education, have done for a number of years teaching singing. So I'm going to be running some workshops at the Battery Point Community Hall, I think. Worth getting on Facebook and checking it out. But I'll be running that at 1:30 on Sunday. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad we could sneak him in for a live performance on the radio before you headed back to London. Would you mind doing one more song?
Absolutely, would love to.
Which one?
We're going to do a tune off the record, and I've written this one also, and it's called New Orleans.
New Orleans! Yay. All right, here it is live on ABC Radio.
I don't want to go away, Papa. But it's time I left this home, and I know that I will miss you. I promised I won't be away for too long, 'cause this ship is setting sail again across the rugged sea. And don't you know Don't you know by now? And sail again across the rugged sea. And don't you know, don't you know by now, I finally found peace. Oh, dry your tears in my mouth. I'm going down to New Orleans, and there is enough there. Can't harm me, 'cause I'm following my dreams. Oh yes, I'm following my dreams. Oh yes, I'm following my dreams. Ooh.
Ellie Hoyt. With Kelly Ottaway on the piano, New Orleans.